Speaking of experience, Mr. Mike Brennan is with us. He is the editor of MI Tech News. And about this time every week, we talk with him about his free news service, MI Tech News, which is available for you by simply entering your email address and then sending it off to mitechnews.com or going on our homepage, internetadvisor.net, and then going down the page to where Mike's smiling face awaits you and hitting the subscribe now button. And what will they get for that, Mike? They'll get headlines like some of the ones we're going to talk about right now. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great. I like that experience thing. I prefer that over getting older.
So. No. That's a little too touchy for all of us. Well, one of the headlines, and by the way, just to give you a little flavor, folks, and that's why we do these headlines every week, to give you kind of examples of the things that Mike is talking about here, you've got national, international level, Apple has issued a patch that will prevent hackers from hacking iPhones, which I didn't know they could.
Yeah, well, it's particularly if you're in these coffee shops or different places like that, hackers can set up fake Wi-Fi networks.
Yep.
And apparently the company that found this vulnerability alerted Apple way back in June, and only now is Apple fixing that.
Ooh.
So that it would not tie you into these fake Wi-Fi networks, which could then harvest your personal information, your cookies, everything else. So
yeah. That's called, Eddie, isn't that called a man-in-the-middle attack, I think? The one where somebody gets into a Wi-Fi or gets near like a coffee shop.
Right.
And they set it up, right, Mike?
You know, I'm not sure what the term is. I mean,
the cyber guys call it that, the man in the middle attack. That's exactly what it is.
So they'll either park outside or in, maybe even sit inside the coffee shop and set up shop in there. And then you think you're on the coffee shop's website, but you're actually not. And Apple has patched a vulnerability to that. Another thing, and I thought I'd bring this up because I know you deal with techs all over the state, and this one has to do with a smart zone out in Holland.
Yeah, there's several of these, actually. I think there's 15 or 16 of them around the state, but Holland has been petitioning for its own, and it's in the Lake Michigan shoreline area. I have a map of it on my website so you can actually see it. It's a pretty large area within Holland itself. And, you know, lots of great things happen inside these smartphones. They get tax incentives and things like that. And
right.
So if you're looking to set up a company, these are a great place to do it.
Mm. And I bring that up, folks, because you'll find news that goes across the state, not just about Detroit or Southeast Michigan. But if you're in the very busy area, which is out in, for instance, Western Michigan near Holland, you'll get information from that area as well. And then one that affects the state level, and boy, certainly has been a big source of conversation, is about the emails that our governor, Rick Snyder, sent back and forth. And it shows a flailing Department of Environmental Quality, to say the least.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of stories I've heard from lots of different people, including insiders. But essentially, the 300 pages of emails that he released, there's no smoking gun. It looks more, you know, and I've discussed this with people within the administration, and you know, this is three or four levels down. Is the governor, does he know all the things that's going on three or four levels down? He has to take people's word for it. I'm not defending him in this case.
Right.
But that's exactly pretty much what happened. And if you read the emails, that's pretty, you know, there is nothing in there that clearly points to him as doing a bad thing or ignoring the issue or anything like that.
Right. And that's a scary thing, I think, some ways with email, right? when you look at governmental structures, that this stuff just is not on people's radar. And it slips by. And the fact that this would go on for such a long time in Flint and with, you know, the whole business of lead in the water makes me crazy. My wife Jenny worked as a social worker in Detroit and saw cases where children have been horribly damaged by paint in, for instance, in the paint on the walls in old homes in Detroit where the kids, you know, might have picked it up and were eating it. They were, you know, toddlers. And the damage that can be done to them in terms of, you know, their mental functions and everything else because of this is horrible. And to find that was something in the water is just, it's incredible.
Well, lead in general is bad in your body, but when you're small and in a developmental stage, it's particularly bad for your body.
Absolutely.
It's a really bad thing. So.
Well, again, that's just some of the news that you'll get on Fridays. You'll get all that email information sent to you if you go to mitechnews.com and sign up there or to our website and sign up. Also on Wednesdays, Mike's got a lot of video and audio that you'll get. All of that absolutely free. So if you're interested in news about entrepreneurship in Michigan and technology, make sure you're part of MI Tech News. Mike, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, guys. Let's do it next week.
All right. Back in a moment.